Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Travis Dye of the Ducks, running back, he has transferred.
Yes.
We knew that, and he was in the portal. Today, he has announced that he has chosen USC.
And I think this is now the 11th transfer portal commit that Lincoln Riley has secured.
11?
11.
God.
They are the biggest beneficiary of the transfer portal. And Dye, like 24/7 ranks guys that enter the portal just like you would recruits.
Aren't there like 900 guys in that thing?
There's a lot. So Dye was the third best available running back this offseason and the 21st best player. Because they give him just,
really?
Yeah, they don't give him like a 3-star. They give him like a quarterback rating, like 1 to 100. And I think Dye was like, I just saw this today. I want to say he was like a 91, 92. So, yeah, they put him as the third best back, 21st best overall player. It's a good get. It's a good get for USC. You know, he's not a world beater, right? But he's a guy that carried an Oregon offense when C.J. Verdell went down.
And they all loved him there, right?
Yes.
Like, he was a good leader.
He's the ultimate professional. He's not the best back in the world. I do think he leaves a lot of meat on the bone because he's more of just a...
Well, he's small.
He's small, but he runs... he's north and south. And a lot of times, and this was kind of my bugaboo with both him and C.J., is even when they played with that elite offensive line, I would always say, just please be patient. There's cutbacks there. You can make guys miss. You don't have to just put your head down and go. And that's being nitpicky because they're both great put your head down and go guys. Now, CJ's got a different gear and he's a better back. And so that takes nothing away from what you're losing with Dye. It's a loss for Oregon, but I don't think it's like insurmountable.
Well,
but
it's weird that it's USC, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, he's from Southern California. He just got married.
Yeah.
And he said that he in his post, he said, look, him and his wife are ready to start their new life together in California.
Yeah.
He's probably not a guy that's going to play in the NFL. He's a marginal prospect. So going back to your roots, Southern Cal, he probably feels like there's a chance he may get buried on this depth chart.
Did you say he just got married?
Yeah, he just got married.
He just got engaged.
Or engaged, but yeah.
He's
going to be married. But if Verdell comes back,
that's what that means.
Cardwell is the next big stud. It appears that everyone thinks that he's going to be the breakout guy. And then you still got like the Sean Dollars of the world. I mean, this is a crowded backfield with a lot of young depth. And he also may feel like there's a chance he gets lost in this shuffle. He's been splitting carries his whole career. He got a chance to be the guy this year and he was fantastic. And maybe he doesn't want to go back to being, you know, a second or even a third fiddle if Cardwell really pops.
Well, he wasn't really the starter at Oregon anyway.
No.
Which is interesting.
He was the starter once CJ got hurt.
It was Verdell.
Yeah.
But, you know, USC, I think just because it's USC, that ruffles a lot of feathers, no pun intended.
Sure.
Of fans. But Dye was super classy in his letter to, you know, to Eugene and the fans and everything. Good dude. And the Dye family, you know, the what was the older brother's name?
Troy and Travis.
Troy. Troy was a badass.
Yes.
Is he doing anything in the NFL?
He's a special teams guy for Minnesota.
That's it, huh?
I don't think he plays a bunch. Occasionally I look at his stat sheet, and it's almost exclusively special teams.
Yeah. Well, the Dyes were fun to have at Oregon, and now it's on to USC. And I don't know. I hope he's not getting any vitriol from Duck fans.
I would be bummed if... I'd be bummed if that's the case. And
most fans get it, but you always have the bad apples.
But you take, and this is just the nature of the transfer portal. Oregon takes transfer portal guys all the time. And
well, I think it's just USC. It's just that it's like, hey, man, Travis Dye was the guy after Verdell, right, at Oregon.
Yeah.
And he's likely, like you said, they do have some young backs, but.
Yeah, Cardwell will be.
He's coming back. Like Dye could come back and start at Oregon. It's almost like, hey, what? like this wasn't good enough for you or something, you know. Yeah. But like you said, that's stupid to think about because he explains he wanted to be closer to home. He just got engaged, and so they want to start their California life.
And is there a chance, too, that USC, like with Jaden DeLora, it was a $300,000 transfer to go from Washington State to Arizona. So what if this meant $500,000? What if this meant $250,000 when you're just getting hitched?
Yeah, maybe.
You probably don't have a big NFL future. Right. So if there's a chance being a Southern California kid to make a little money here, more so than you did at Oregon, I'm not faulting that for wanting to get a head start on life and maybe cash in.
Is it possible Lanning staff looked at him and kind of went,
it's possible.
A little small.
Possible.
We kind of want to, I mean, I don't know how much film they watch on these guys.
Oh, you
know?
They watch a ton.
The new staff. So yeah. they look at these other guys and maybe are a little more intrigued. And then they sit down with Travis and they're like, well, if you're thinking about rolling, maybe you should because, well,
look, he was their best offensive player last year. And I thought he saved their ass when CJ went down. I know the season kind of fell apart, but I really like him. But if I'm being honest, if CJ Verdell is healthy, I think he's the third back at Oregon. Because I think
Dye is.
Yeah. I think CJ's one. I think Cardwell will be 1A. I really do think he's going to be the next one.
Yeah. So maybe Dye saw the writing on the wall then.
So.
And he was benefited from the Verdell injury, and now he's moving on. They don't play USC this next season.
No, they miss him. Maybe in the...
So you won't see him.
Pac-12 title game, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Lincoln Riley is showing that it isn't that hard to get kids to USC. No. What the hell was Clay Helton doing?
Being a terrible recruiter.
Lincoln Riley's getting everybody, and he's about to get Caleb Williams too, right?
Yeah.
The Oklahoma quarterback?
Sounds like there's a little bit of a bidding war there.
Between who?
I think everyone. I know he visited UCLA. Look, that kid's looking for a hand. Well, he's not looking for a handout. There's rumors that could be a $2 million sort of land for whoever.
Nice.
Whoever gets in. The price, you know, the price for a starting quarterback, you know, the Bryce Youngs and...
Well, how's he going to do better in L.A., man?
Yeah, there should be...
plenty of money there for you.
There should be a chunk of change, but yeah, wherever he lands, if he lands at USC, because the Jackson Dart is gone...
Where'd he go?
He hasn't made up his mind. He's visiting BYU, so...
Oh, wow.
Fingers crossed.
So the last three USC quarterbacks have all transferred.
Yeah.
Daniels, Dart...
Slovis.
And Slovis.
Yeah,
Where'd he end up?
I'm trying to remember where Slovis ended up. I don't remember off the top of my head, but Dart is making the visits. He's moving around. So the idea is
Pitt. Slovis went to Pitt.
The idea is that, you know, Oklahoma lost out on Caleb Williams because of USC. But it is interesting that he hasn't made a decision yet. That kind of leads me, and I've read some stuff that he may be looking for the right deal, which is his prerogative now. I won't fault any one of these kids.
How good is that guy? Is he really good?
He's really good.
Is he the best quarterback in college football? Caleb Williams?
He was one of them, and he was a true freshman last year. Ooh. So he's the real deal.
Hey,
he's the real deal.
In other word, they end up news. Where did that kid that he beat out, or the kid that he replaced at
Spencer
Oklahoma?
Rattler.
Yeah, where's he?
South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, yeah. Someone also points out that the starting running back at Stanford, the Jones kid, also transferred to USC.
You said that Lincoln Riley has 11 transfers?
Yes.
I don't know them all, but I know that he's gotten the two running backs, Dye and the kid from Stanford.
He got a big receiver from Oklahoma.
He got three receivers, one from Oklahoma, one from Washington, one from Colorado.
Yeah. Jerry Rice's kid.
And he got an all Pac-12 DB, or maybe he's honorable mention all Pac-12 DB from Colorado as well.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I know of.
Yeah. He's
probably going to get Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, there's like a bunch of others that we don't.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, talk about flipping the script in 1 year.
Yeah, look,
are they good enough to win the Pac-12 now?
I don't know. I don't know if they're good enough. Utah is going to be good.
Yeah.
Oregon's going to be good. No. Look, we said this when Lincoln Riley landed in Los Angeles. There were a lot of people like, oh, whatever. Like, what's the hype? Dude, Lincoln Riley is...
He's great.
I know. Like,
what a get.
There was this idea like from some people. They were like, why are you thinking USC is just going to immediately bounce back? Because they just got the outside of Nick Saban, right? They got the hottest coach in college football that was running roughshod over people with Oklahoma talent, and he's about to jump to a place that is arguably the hottest recruiting bed in the country, and he also runs the most exciting offense in the country, and every offensive skill player will want to come play for him. Get ready. There is a storm coming to the Pac-12, and I'm not saying that they win Pete Carroll, you know, six titles in a row and they win national championships and all this crap. But if you think that USC isn't about to be a problem for everyone in the Pac-12, you're burying your head in the sand. Doesn't mean that Oregon can't be competitive. Doesn't mean Washington or Utah or whatever, but he is putting you on notice here that in a short period of time, USC's talent level has flipped overnight, and you know he's going to recruit because he was putting together top five recruiting classes at Oklahoma. The hell do you think he's going to do at USC?
That's why he left.
Yes.
He's looking at that. He's looking at the SEC. He's looking at SEC. The Oklahoma going to the SEC. He's like, what?
Yeah.
Then he looks out west. He's like, dude, I can dominate.
Yeah. He would go as Oklahoma. He would go into the SEC and be, I think Bartu said, and there may be a bump when you get into the SEC, but I think he would go in as the fifth or sixth best, like talent level in the SEC. It was somewhere around there. And he's going to go into the Pac-12 and he'll be one or 1A. It'll be him and Oregon, right? Kind of going back and forth.
No brainer.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.